Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
All right, it's Tuesday. This is the day we're supposed to do it. We didn't do it on Tuesday last week because I forgot. So let's get right to it. Best and worst of the National Football League. In full disclosure, I was going to do this college football playoff selection show style, but I'm not going to because I actually think that we could take the NFL a little bit later on. And honestly, who would you have 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the NFL?
In the NFL?
Right now, if we were doing the stupid TV exercise of who are the best four teams.
Oh, going off of like the college football playoff thing.
Right.
Well, it just depends what, you know, color I'm liking today.
Exactly.
I love the Carolina Panthers blue, so why not throw them?
I would just say that that is probably my favorite uniform combination for them.
I love it. They were looking sharp as they were losing last Sunday.
They were losing in the rain. They looked very good in the rain. All right, are we doing the worst five or the best five to start?
Yeah, why not? Let's get the ugly out of the way.
The ugly out of the way. All right, number 28. Actually, I'm going to go up. I'm going to work from 32 on up, okay? Because I actually think there's more drama that way.
Oh, I see.
32. Yeah, okay, we know. By the way, and honestly, here's the reason for it. Because we'll get a new team. I know who's going to end up at number 32. I know. I'm not telling you right now, but we're going to work our way backwards to that, just like the committee does. Carolina's 32. They're the only team in the league that has been eliminated from playoffs.
That's it. There, we made it. We made it.
First team across the wire.
If anyone ever thought that there was any hope.
That is too bad.
It's just, yeah.
That is too bad. The first team across the wire, Carolina's 1-11.
Hey, we're first at something this season. Let's go.
And going to New Orleans this week.
That'll be fun.
Having now watched all of the teams in the division, I kind of think New Orleans is the best of the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, if I'm New Orleans, I don't think I'm happy about that. But I think they're the best team. But they're not leading the division right now. Anyway, Carolina number 32. Number 31, the Jets.
Oh, there we go.
They have scored 10 touchdowns this year.
I'm surprised because I know
Well. Do not. Do not just let that statement sit there and just move on.
There's just so much bad going on.
They've played 12 games, and they have 10 touchdowns.
Jeez.
We can't just let that... and by the way, it's beautiful out.
No,
we can't.
I just got distracted by the Patriots not scoring anything and having consecutive games of being, like, crap.
The Patriots lead the league in the in single-digit scoring outputs. This
right.
is fifth one.
Yes.
Fifth one where they scored less than 10 points.
That's what I was going to say. The Patriots are really trying to compete with that.
Interesting segue here as I tell you that the Jets are hosting the Texans on Sunday is that the Patriots are number 30.
Wow.
And the only reason why they're not below the Jets, because their record is worse, New England is 2-10. The Jets are 4-8.
Quarterback that actually wants to play.
No. Well, that's... Mac Jones definitely does want to play.
Yeah.
But the only reason the Patriots are lower than the Jets, or not as bad as the Jets, is because they've scored more than 10 touchdowns, just not recently.
Oh, okay. I see.
The Jets have 10 touchdowns.
That's so bad. So bad.
I cannot fathom this. It's like the worst offensive output in 70 years of NFL football.
Yeah. Wow.
10 touchdowns.
And they were supposed to have such a good year with Rodgers.
Well, by the way, is in studio with McAfee all day.
It is Tuesday.
Yeah, but he's in studio.
Oh.
He's usually at home on his couch.
Right, or in his car.
Right. That's right. No, he's in the studio. I guess he hung out. Well, because he's back practicing now. So he's back in the
he's
area.
He's out of the darkness. Yeah. Like the other darkness.
Exactly. All right. So New England is at Pittsburgh. Steelers. Come on.
Wow.
Don't mess this up.
That's another one.
Don't mess this up. Number 29, DC FC. They are 4-9 of the season. They just got rolled by Miami.
It's bad.
Just utterly rolled by Miami. They're no good. There's very little redeeming about that team. I know. Fan base loves Sam Howell. That's fine. I still think Sam Howell is just okay.
Well, maybe they have him on their fantasy leagues.
Very good fantasy quarterback.
Yes, I have him.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, he's killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it. Doesn't matter. They can't win.
No.
He's piling up all sorts of points. Yeah. And number 28, Atlanta.
I'm here for it.
Remember what I said before, New Orleans. I think New Orleans is the best team in that division. Atlanta leads the division. Right now, Atlanta's the 4 seed in the playoffs.
So dumb.
Can we simply say this?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you win a division, you get a playoff spot. There's no doubt about that. Nobody can take it away. We have divisions for a reason. If you win a division, you get a playoff spot. But miss me with you get a home playoff game. You should, once they decide who gets in, they should then seed the teams accordingly. So if the two best teams, and it could end up this year, I don't think it will, but it could end up this year where the Cowboys and the Eagles finish with the two best records in the NFC. The team that does not win the division should not be the 5 seed.
Yeah.
They should be the 2 seed, because if they're the two best teams, the plan should be, man, we hope these two make it to the conference championship game. That should be the plan. I don't know why that's not done that way, but no sport does it that way.
Well, we need the college football committee to come in and change things up. Yeah.
I don't know. This team doesn't look like the same team. So Atlanta is 28th.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, number 5.
Yes.
Go up the other way. Number 5. Well, actually, I'm going to go 1 through 5. Because, I think there's more drama that way. San Francisco is number 1.
Okay.
I had them at number 1 last week, too, even though they still don't have a better record than Philadelphia. But they were favored. I was shocked. They were favored in the game. Oh, yeah. They're the best team in the league.
Absolutely.
Best team in the league doesn't necessarily win the Super Bowl, ever.
No.
So, if they don't win it, don't at me. I thought you said they were the best team. Yeah. And whoever the best team is could lose.
Yeah.
The Patriots went 17-0. 16, well, it was more than that. Wasn't it 18? 16-0 and then won 2 playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Giants.
Yeah. It happens.
Patriots were the best team all year. They just didn't win the Super Bowl. And the 49ers, no guarantee they're going to win the Super Bowl. But they're the best team in the league. They're just awesome.
Everyone healthy. Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Trent Williams at tackle, Christian McCaffrey. We had very little conversation about McCaffrey as the MVP. Very little.
It's a disgrace. CMC.
I'm just saying. Like,
love him.
I know how people process these things, but I think two of the most valuable players, and we're not done yet, so I'm not saying the favorites or anything, two players who deserve serious consideration are McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah.
For Miami. Hill is a machine. Machine.
That team's totally different without him.
Yes. Also, A.J. Brown of Philadelphia. I mean, these guys are posting numbers. Crazy, crazy numbers. San Francisco's 1. Philadelphia is 2. Exactly where I had them last week. I see no reason to diminish them. Just because they got beat by the best team in the league?
Yeah.
Was it a close game? Nope.
Not at all. It wasn't.
No. 49ers took the first quarter off and then went ham all over Philadelphia. Number three, I'm not sure anybody is third.
Nah.
I just think there's a gap in between the top two teams and whoever's number three. But we'll put Miami at number three.
I like it.
All right. They just destroyed DCFC. They have had problems beating good teams, but good teams are hard to beat. But I still think Miami is probably the third best team, and I think they're the best team in the AFC.
Especially when everyone's healthy, because they've had injury issues.
Yeah, Jaylen Waddle keeps coming off the field hurt.
Yep.
If he's healthy, if the defense can play. That's my one fear about them, is that the defense is not great.
It's not.
But Miami is number three. Baltimore is number four. Baltimore is, they've got a couple of, I think they beat Cincinnati twice.
They did.
Granted, the second one was either without Joe Burrow or with Burrow injured. The first one, Burrow was injured. But, you know, if he's playing, he's playing. Lamar Jackson has been great. The defense is very good. They know how to win. I like everything about Baltimore. But again, like Miami, I think the best of the AFC isn't as good as the two best in the NFC. And number five, and I'm just going to hearken some of the things that were said on Sunday in the college football playoff show when they talk about strength of schedule and who you beat, and they flashed up Florida State strength of schedule 55, and then they went and put Liberty in the New Year's Six bowl games. And they didn't play a single team from the Power Five.
Not one.
Nope. None. But yeah, whatever.
I mean, we don't look at all the things. We just look at things we want to.
What an absolute joke.
Yeah.
I am not even going to hide my disdain. I despise Liberty for hiring people from Baylor. In the wake of that cesspool, Liberty just went, oh, man, the assistant athletic director, let's bring him in. Oh.
This is a great idea.
Oh, let's bring in everybody from that cesspool.
Yeah.
I just could not have less respect for that. But Liberty does have a good football program, so we can just root for them to get crushed. I don't even know who they play. Dallas is number five.
Yeah.
They are the Liberty without the despicable nature. I'm not calling them despicable. I'm just saying they haven't beaten anybody. If you are a downtrodden team, Dallas will get fat on you.
Mm-hmm.
The best win, you just saw it. They beat Seattle. It's a great game.
It was. It was a great game.
That's the best win for them this year by a mile.
I know. That's why it's tough for me not to pick the Chiefs, because they haven't been looking their best.
No.
But still, the Cowboys, they're beating teams like us, the Panthers, the Giants.
Yeah, they don't beat anybody.
Commandos.
Twice, right? They beat Washington twice, I think. Or maybe they just played them once. They literally have played nobody. They lost to Arizona.
Yeah.
Right? They lost to Arizona. I'm not saying that Dallas isn't good. That's why I put them fifth.
Yeah.
I think Dallas is good. But I think that they have to prove it by beating good teams, and they will get that opportunity against Philadelphia on Sunday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At home.
At home. So
that would be a good one.
Dallas, be the front runners that you are, and if Dallas wins that game, now they're dead even
now
with Philadelphia.
Yes.
I'm still not a believer, because it was at home when they did it,
mm-hmm.
and they got beat up in Philly. No, have they beat? I think they played up in Philly a couple weeks ago. I don't remember. But
they did.
All right. So to me, the Cowboys are still a doubt.
Big question mark.
But I'm not really doubting Kansas City anymore, because I'm not buying Kansas City anymore.
Yeah.
They have a serious offensive problem. I don't know how they address it. We talked about it with Will Brinson yesterday. I don't know how you fake not having a good wide receiver.
Yeah.
They have guys who, yeah, man, if the planets are all aligned, he could have a good game. They have Kadarius Toney. They have Sky Moore. They have the young kid. What is it? Number four, whatever is Rice. Yeah. He looks like he's got some potential, but
Valdez Scantling is not good.
Get
at
out of here with that.
It's awful.
They have Travis Kelce. They have two other good tight ends, Watson and Gray. But other than that, they can run it. They're a very good running team with Pacheco. But it's just hard in this day and age to win without good wide receivers.
Well, and there were times when they were playing the Packers that I was like, is Travis Kelce even on the field? And he was.
It's easy to take away. If I'm playing against Kansas City, I'll put three guys on Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's not going to beat us.
No.
Right? You're going to have to find somebody else to beat us. I just don't know that Kansas City has that guy.
Nope.
So it's unfortunate because they have the best quarterback in the league, but I'm not sure that they have enough around him to make it work.
No.
And their offense looks utterly bewildered at times.
Let's face it. Most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular, and after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swamps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.